lec duoche kuber wil eten akwany SBS Dinka chok no Facebook.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ajahn Ding Chianko, SBS Dinka Radio. I will be talking to the South Sudanese spokesperson for the army, or General Lul Roy. Lul is now in South Sudan in Juba. But we will be talking about the situation that has just happened in Unity State or in Mayom County, where allegedly four generals or four army officers, Nyuan Geren Kwal, Pur Rup Kwal, Dol Barpoy Tap, and Galwak Mejok Le, have been killed. Three of them were fire squad, and one of them, which is Galwak Mejok, was tied up and burned to death in Unity State. This is the situation that is happening. I've contacted the office of the governor, but they pushed that to the National Army, where they were not able to talk about it. And this is why we are talking now to Lul Roy. And to those who don't understand, Lul is now in Juba, the headquarters of Bilpam, and he has been communicating with the Chief of General Staff, Santino Dengwal. We want to know whether the headquarters is aware of this situation, whether it was authorized by the head of the army or the commander-in-chief. General Lul Roy, are you aware of the situation?
Well, yeah, we saw such images circulating on social media. This morning, the Chief of Defense Forces told me to go on air, saying that the images we have seen are disturbing, they are shocking.
Yeah.
We do not have clear information on exactly what had happened, but he had said that a full investigation is going to be carried out, and those who are behind the extrajudicial executions would be held accountable. Because we in the SPLA, then and now in the SPDF, it has never been part of our behavior to capture prisoners of war and execute them. In the past, we have good examples of how we had complied with international conventions, including our own rules of engagement. For example, when Nasser was captured in January of 1989, we captured over 500 government troops and the command of Colonel Maju. They were not killed on the spot. They were taken into custody, treated in accordance with the international convention, and they were released. Some of them are even serving in our rank and files now. The same thing in 1997 in Yei, after the fall of Yei, we captured a large number of Sudanese armed forces. They were almost numbering 2,000 under a colonel. They were also not killed, but they were instead treated humanely and handed over to ICRC and other international bodies. The same thing when General Paul Malong rebel, we captured about 157 fighters at Wapok, as well as Iraja. We also did not kill them. They were taken into custody and literally released. So these are clear indications that we in the SPLA then, and now in the SPDF, have been complying with the international conventions as well as our rules of engagement. And that's why we're shocked by such images that were circulating on social media. The killings were not approved by the leadership. They were carried out maybe by individuals. And therefore, the investigation committee will find out exactly when were these suspects captured, who received them, and why were they killed by firing squad. So investigation committee is going to be set up. They will give us good answers to exactly what had happened.
Also, I tried to reach out to the office of the governor of Unity State. And I actually, off record, I've chatted with one of the officials that he don't want to be mentioned. And he was telling me that, yes, we have the officers here on the ground, on which General Toy and General Manuat are in the ground. And he was pushing that they know what happened. Are you aware at all of this?
I do not want to preempt anything since the Chief of Defense Forces. General Santino Dengwal is the Chief of Defense Forces.
Yeah.
He's the one that in command of all the best of SPDF, wherever they are. So he has told me, he had ordered me and directed me to come on air, saying what was seen on social media was not sanctioned. It was not authorized by the leadership of the SPDF, and he's the head of the SPDF.
Okay.
So the investigation committee will be carried out to find out exactly who were responsible for the killings. If the officers you have mentioned are involved, and then the investigation committee will find out that, and then they will give us a report. I do not want to preempt, but the most important thing that the people of South Sudan should hear is that an investigation, a thorough investigation, is going to be carried out, and there will be no sacred cow. We'll act based on the findings and the recommendation of the investigation committee when it comes out.
Thank you. That was the statement from the headquarters of the South Sudanese Army in Bilpam. We are yet to confirm exactly what happened, and we will be also be trying to reach out to the office of the governor in Unity State, whether the situation was ordered by anyone. This is what we just need to know, because already these people were prisoners of war, and why were they executed? And now we have confirmed from the National Army that there is no authorization from the Chief of General Staff, which is Santino Dengwol. And the question now will be, who authorized this? These people were caught in Sudan, and then they were handed over to the South Sudanese authorities. Was it the state who took them? You heard the statement from the spokesperson of the army. If you have any knowledge of what happened, please share it with us too. If you know, you have already heard now from the spokesperson of the army. Also, if you are an Australian viewer or an Australian audience listening to this story, and you find it traumatizing, please don't hesitate to contact Lifeline 131114. The video that was shared online is not too easy for anyone to watch, and it can be too graphic. So if you need help, please do that. Thank you. SBS Radio apa toke ni dulpia da daga lubin ping ne kabbe ke kyal ku kajwir ke ne SBS Radio programs podcast ku jala ka wini ke ping ne telepundu ik ke kadia ye ke ping abach lor good SBS Radio abe ne app store ku jala Google Play.